Masechtas Trumas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah discusses the Machlekes that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, so I'm just going to recap the Machlekes. The previous Mishnah was discussing Truma that fell into 100 parts, one part Truma that fell into 100 parts Chulin, but they were of different color, shape, or size. And it was questioned if the different color, shape, or size parts of Chulin combine with each other to make a conglomerate of 100 parts that will nullify the one part truma that fell in. Rabbi Yeshua, the first opinion, held that they do combine together, the different types of chulin combine together to nullify the truma that fell in. Rabbi Eliezer says that they never combine, across the board they never combine together. And Rabbi Kiva, the third opinion, holds that it depends. If he knows what type fell in, then it doesn't combine. So if he knew that, and this is going to be discussed in the next Mishnah, if he knows what type fell in, then the two different types together in the mixture will not combine to cancel it out. But if he does not know which one fell in, then we will combine the two different types in the mixture to nullify the one part truma that fell in. So Mishnah test comes now and explains Rabbi Kiva the third opinion. Ketzad, how is it so? What's the case of Rabbi Kiva's opinion? So it gives an example. Chamishim te'enim shecheris. The Chamishim Levanis. If you have a mixture of 50 black figs and 50 white figs, Nafla Shchera, if a black Truma fig fell into this mixture of these 100 figs of Chulin, so then Shcheres Asuris, all the black ones are forbidden for a Yisrael to eat. It's Meduma, Truma mixed in, that's not nullified, and they all are forbidden for Yisrael to eat. A Kain has to eat them. Valavanis Mutaris, all the white figs are still permitted because we know it was a black one that fell in. And the Yisrael can eat the chulin, the white figs. Nafla levana, if a white fig fell in, then levanais asuris, uschcheris mutaris, the white ones are usur, they're forbidden, they become meduma, and the Yisrael can't eat it. The black ones are still mutar, are able to be eaten by Yisrael, and there's no nullification, the two parts don't combine to nullify the truma. B'she'en yadua manafla, but if it's unknown what fell in, if it was black or white fig, then malazu azu, then the two different types can combine and nullify the one part truma. All you'll need to do is take out one part and give it to the kayin, and the rest of it can be eaten by Yisrael. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion in this case. Ubezu, and in this case, Rabbi Eliezer machmer. Rabbi Eliezer, who was the middle opinion in the previous mission, is machmer and holds that they never combine. Even when it's unknown what fell in, the two parts never combine to nullify. And Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua, the first opinion is Mekel. He allows the two different colors, shapes, or size to combine to nullify the one part truma. Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yud contrasts. In the previous Mishnah, we said Bazu. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer is Machmer, Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel. Mishnah Yud says Ubazu, and in a different case, Rabbi Eliezer Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua Machmer, it's reversed. Rabbi Eliezer is the lenient one, and Rabbi Yeshua is Machmer, he's stringent. What's this other case? Litra Ketzias Alpiakad. If you have someone who presses a litra, which is a certain amount, certain size of truma figs, dried truma figs, that he presses into the opening of a jug. They would commonly press the figs into jugs to store them in there, and they would take the form of the jug that they would push them in. And we're talking about a case over here that there were many jugs that were filled with dried, pressed chulin figs, and he stuffed into the opening of one of the jugs truma, one unit truma, and the jugs were containing large amounts of chulin, 100 times the one part truma that he put in. But the problem is that the truma that he stuffed in is stuck in the opening of the jug, whereas the chulin is contained in the base of these jugs. So they're not actually joined together, they're separate. The truma is up top in the opening of one of the jugs, and the chulin, the 100 parts chulin, is in the base of the jug. Here we're talking about that it's the same color, shape, or size. So they're all white figs of the same size in these jugs, but the truma is not joined together. It's stuck in the opening. It's not joined together with the chulin down below in the jug. Ve'eni yedea ezri, and he doesn't know which one of the jugs he pressed the chulin into. There's several jugs in front of him. He doesn't know which one did he press the truma figs into the opening of that jug. It's unknown where the truma is. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ryan, Aysan, Kiilu, Hein, Prudis. We look at the truma figs as if they're prudish. They're separated and split up amongst and mixed into the chulin, not stuck together at the top of the jug, but rather mixed around, stuck in the jug, all mixed around with the chulin figs down below. And therefore, hatachtainis malas asalyanis, the chulin figs from down below are able to nullify the truma fig that's stuck on top of the jug and nullify it. And then he just needs to take out one part truma from anywhere in these jugs, and the Yisrael can eat the rest. Rabbi Shua says, Leisala, it's not going to be nullified, Adji Yusha Mea Kadim, until he has 100 jugs. Then the 100 jugs in front of him, the 100 jugs that have chulin on the tops will be able to nullify the top of the jug that has the truma figs on the top of it. And in here, the opinions are reversed. Rebbe Eliezer, who previously was machmer by different color, shapes, or sizes, he did not allow them to combine. Here, where it's the same color, shape, and size, and it's just the fact that the truma is on top, the chulin is down below, that Rebbe Eliezer is lenient, and he looks at it that it is considered a good enough mixture that they can nullify. Whereas Rebbe Yeshua, who is lenient regarding the color, shapes, and sizes, that was when they're actually mixed together in one mixture. But over here, where it's not an actual mixture, the truma is on top and the chulin is down below, so even though it's the same color, shape, or size, here Rabbi Shua is stringent and says that they do not combine because they're not actually mixed together. Tomorrow's Mishnah will continue to discuss this machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. So remember this machlekes because it's going to be discussed in Mishnah Yud Aleph.